Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice you shall pursue. This is how our parasha opens this week. Frequently throughout our text, we hear the call to pursue justice in social, political, economic, and interpersonal matters. The prophet Amos shouts, "Let justice well up as water and righteousness as a mighty stream." Isaiah declares, "Seek justice, relieve the oppressed." And Micah reminds us, "What does Adonai require of you? Only to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." Even our commentators continue this trope, telling us in Deuteronomy Rabbah that the world is balanced on three things: on justice, on truth, and on peace. Social justice is an important Jewish value and a mitzvah we are called to do over and over again in our text and by our sages. This value reminds us that we are God's partners in the work of creation. As one of our heroes of social justice today, David Saperstein, states, "Jewish theology teaches us that when God created the universe, one small part of creation was intentionally left undone. That part was social justice. God gave to human beings alone the ability to understand the difference between right and wrong, to choose between good and evil, to love, to empathize, and to dream. God entrusted to us our sacred texts, a blueprint for completing creation. By allowing us to be partners in completing the world, God has given to our lives destiny, meaning, and purpose. To be involved in the work of social justice is to do God's work." When we pursue justice, tzedek, we are making the world a more equitable, a more just place. We are making sure that everyone has, that no one is a has not. We are taking care of those who need extra care. We are striving to make sure that no one is left out and everyone has access to the same things. We are following the words of our prophets and remembering that our mitzvot are there to ensure that we are treating one another with fairness and compassion. So we pursue justice. But what does that pursuit look like? It might look like speaking up when we hear hateful language being used. It might look like participating in a rally or making a call to elective officials. It might look like voting so our voice is heard. It might look like helping our synagogue social justice task forces create events to educate others. Or it might look like hundreds of kids, ranging from age 7 to 15, participating in Make a Difference Day. Last Friday, as Jews around the world prepared for Shabbat, campers at the URJ Eisner and Crane Lake camps prepared to pursue justice by participating in Make a Difference Day. The youngest campers worked to beautify camp's gardens, clean spaces around camp, and even organize the camp library. Other campers wrote letters to senators and made things to be donated to and then distributed by the Jewish Federation. Some of the older campers traveled to organizations in the Berkshires to volunteer by building homes, working with people with disabilities, and more, while others had the opportunity to travel to Albany and meet with political leaders and advocates. For an entire day, campers at a summer camp did not go swimming or play sports. The Art Shack was closed, and no boats were rowed across the lake. On this particular day, the youth of the Reform Movement pursued justice. This is the essence of Jewish values education and of learning in order to do. Kids at Eisner and Crane Lake Camp will walk away from this summer and know that engaging in the work of making the world a better place is just as important as color war, instructional swim, and the camp play. They have concretized that part of learning the value of tzedakah is actually doing the work of it. What's more is that these kids understand that even when we work to make our own community a great place, we are not done. They have seen that our job is to work towards making all of God's world a better place. And they know that as Jews, it is our responsibility to engage in this work. At the end of Make a Difference Day, campers even held their own rally, celebrating the work they had done and reinforcing the notion that everyone can make a difference. They have learned, they have done, and they will go back to their home congregations and teach others. Yes, it's true. All summer camps teach values. The value of teamwork, of compromise, of independence are part of any kid's summer camp experience. But does every summer camp teach its campers the value of tikkun olam? Does every summer camp take a day out of its schedule to have campers participate in Make a Difference Day? No. This is unique to a camp that is founded on Reform Jewish principles and strives to stoke the fires of every child's neshama. This is unique to a camp that understands it is our obligation to do the work of repairing the world. This is unique to a camp that believes it is not enough to teach children about issues, but we must give them agency and opportunity. This is unique to a camp that knows children can and should make change, not just in the future, but right now. This is unique to a camp that teaches their campers to create a culture of kindness and be the one inside camp and out in the world. This is unique to a camp that builds Jews who are already leading the Jewish people. The time I spend at the URJ camps is my favorite part of each summer. Each day, I spend 5 hours, teaching campers of all ages about various aspects of our religion, our tradition, and our heritage. And as much as I teach, I learn, and I am inspired. I'm invigorated to be part of a community made up of children and teenagers who pray together, who learn together, and who live out Jewish values together. Campers and staff at the URJ camps don't study Judaism. They engage in it. These campers don't just read about the Jewish commandment to pursue justice. They actually go out and do it. It is profound when children have realized that they can do this work. No matter their age, their stage, or their station in life, each person is capable of making a difference. There is no greater task than helping young children to find their voice and their power. It is essential to our job as educators and mentors that we guide our Jewish students to discover that they can make an impact. This is the heart of education. When our Torah tells us to teach them faithfully to our children, it is speaking about the passing on of the values of our tradition. And it is talking about teaching children how to act as agents of social justice in our world. Discovering who we are, the values we want to live by, and how to do that is what we strive to do each week in our religious school. Because when all is said and done, we want our children to be engaged and to be active in our world. We want them to know that they can do and that they must do. As Elie Wiesel taught us, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. The opposite of art is not ugliness, it's indifference. The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference. the opposite of pursuing social justice? It's indifference. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice, shall you pursue? We will do it, and we will do it with our children.